From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Area lawmakers were disappointed but not surprised that House Bill 2, the recreational marijuana bill, passed during the special session late Wednesday night. We get reaction from State Senator Cliff Purdo of Roswell, who supported the bill, but with stipulations.
By doing the special session like we did, the legislature no longer operates as a independent branch from the governor. Basically, the governor had a bill in mind, written the way that she wanted it. It became very clear that we were not going to amend or fix the bill into something that would work.
State Representative and Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend put it bluntly.
Had a special session where she could really strong-arm people. And
the bill goes into effect next April, and for those who claim it will generate much-needed revenue for the state, it will first have to be subsidized with $6 million from New Mexico taxpayers. The Hobbs School District confirmed 4 COVID-19 cases at 6 of its schools, and almost 200 students and staff may have been exposed. They are now asked to quarantine at home for the next 10 days. That according to the Hobbs News Sun. They were informed by the school district this week that they may not return to their respective schools until April the 12th. The New Mexico Public Education Department announced last month that it was allowing all students to return to their classrooms by or before April the 5th. The brush fire on Tuesday that destroyed about 150 acres of habitat within the Black River Recreational Area just outside of Carlsbad has led to the closure of the Bureau of Land Management Carlsbad Field Office. Damage was also done to the wildlife viewing platform and the Cottonwood Day use area, which will temporarily close. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.